So welcome, Vanessa and Cecile. We are going to talk about Rue Rivoli. Rue de Rivoli?
Rue de Rivoli.
Rue de Rivoli. We have an amazing building over there, and it's been there for ages, but it'll change. How will it change?
Yeah. Alors, we can explain you a little bit.
Please,
you're impatient. Yes, so Rue de Rivoli is a 13,000 square meter building in the city center of Paris. This is really a vibrant place in front of La Samaritaine, close to a cultural and historical and retail activity. Mm-hmm. So there is a really wonderful location there. We would like on this building to make something different than what we did earlier in our other project, but also different of what is happening currently in the French market of Paris. So today this building is with only two uses, retail and offices. So it just opened from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening. And what we would like to do is really to open this building better, and opening the three sides of the building, the three facades, and also to create a wonderful rooftop on the top of this building that could be open for everybody at quite every hour of the day.
Yeah.
And the goal is to have inside 8 different uses, with retail, with offices, co-working, a wonderful rooftop,
restaurant,
urban logistics, and also we have a wonderful historical crypt
inside the
building, which is a kind of a diamond for us. So yes, we are really lucky to have this to redevelop.
Yeah. Did we discover that, or was
there? It was always there.
And now we're going to do something with it.
We're going to value
Ooh,
it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe just for the listeners, if you know, you're not viewing this, so this building is quite big.
Yeah.
It's an historical building. It's in one of the busiest locations in Paris, but it is a corner building. That's why you're talking about the three facades.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic place, fantastic and iconic building, very Haussmannian.
High,
very high, because you can see on the rooftop a vision incredible in Paris. So it's a very good opportunity for us. The programmation is very mixed use, I think, and it's going to be very attractive for the district. Yeah, we are very excited about this project.
And what is the concept about? So how do you...
The concept is... the name of the building is BPM.
BPM?
Beat per minute.
Okay.
So on the top, additionally to the different activities, we are going to put a lot of energy in terms of programmation. So we will ask to our partner to not only dealing with restoration activities, not only dealing with retail activities, but they really need to speak together in order to create a community with different rhythm.
Yes.
In order to attract people, because people, it's important for them to shop, to eat, to live, to sleep, blah, blah, blah. But it's not enough. We need to create experiences.
Yeah,
to attract people, to attract touristic people. So programmation. Rooftop will be not only restaurant place, but in the morning we can put yoga class.
Retail. So every minute of the day we have new activities.
Yeah.
And different rhythms.
Exactly, like electrocardiogram.
Yeah,
okay,
yes.
Okay, understand this world. Yeah, it will be in the morning, could be very quiet. By night, you can put a DJ set on the rooftop and the fashion show.
Yeah.
On the crypt, you can organize something very confidential for a private event.
Yeah.
So this place is fantastic to create a real programmation.
Yeah.
That's why BPM.
And also, so this is very the social aspect.
Exactly.
We talk about or talk with the community about it. the municipality. So stakeholder management, stakeholder engagement is very important.
Very important. And we are now working with the municipality, in order to dedicate some square meters in the building mm-hmm. for an association,
yeah,
a local one, mm-hmm. in order also to develop some social aspect, the name in English, integration, social... Voilà, merci.
Reinsertion.
And this association will be the pillar of the building.
Okay.
Okay.
So they will organize, but they will also connect with the other...
Operators,
yeah. It sounds complicated, isn't it?
Is it? It is, but...
Compared to the usual, what we've done long
before.
Time. Before.
Yeah, but the job has changed.
Mm. The world has changed.
The world
the
has
consumer
changed.
Exactly. Wants different things, because we are talking a lot about experience.
Exactly.
Not so much, which was the old stuff, selling stuff, transactions, right? It's different.
It's different because today, what the consumers want is to buy immediately because mm-hmm. he's able to do it with his mobile phone. But in another way, he really likes also to go into physical stores because there is a high level of trust in physical stores, but also a kind of conviction that it's better to buy in a shop than on the mobile phone. So this is why physical stores are still alive.
Yeah.
It's good, but the consumer is not waiting only to be there just to buy. He wants to really have a kind of experience, and he also wants to choose when, where, and how he can buy.
Yeah.
So we have to really answer to this to these new needs and to create also some unexpected experience in our building, meaning that this required also a lot of animation, a lot of programmation to really surprise the consumer and all
and yeah. keep attracting them
yeah.
Time yeah. and time again.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's not a one time, it's you want to keep them engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one last thing about the environment. How do we make sure that this building is being redeveloped in a sustainable manner?
Yeah, so we have really high-level requirements for this building. We have to reach the certification BREEAM Excellent,
mm-hmm.
but BREEAM during the work and also the BREEAM in use during the exploitation.
Yes.
So this is really high-level challenge. We also take care that we reuse and that we recycle everything that we can on site.
Yes.
We are working with a company which helps us to really sort everything in order they can be a reuse or recycling. For example, we are today in progress of asbestos removal, and we try as much as we can to sort asbestos from all materials that are in the building, so the materials could be recycled or reused. Because in a more in a less carefully way, we could just say, okay, all these materials are full
we throw
of
it
asbestos
away.
And we throw them away. So this is not our mindset and the way that we see this redevelopment. We have also really high engagement in terms of biodiversity.
Yeah.
Because we are going to create a wonderful rooftop and also new patios in the building. So with a lot of vegetalization, we try
green.
Also...
We bring green into building. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We try and we are studying how we can collect the rainwater
mm-hmm.
in order we can irrigate all this garden in the rooftop and all the patio. So each actions that we are planning to do, we wonder each time how we can do it in a better way and a
yeah.
more sustainable way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. we don't destroy... But we are working with a cyclop the name
platform.
Of,
voilà, yes, the platform
in order
to recycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. A great message. Anything to add for the Rue Rivoli? I'm really looking forward to the end result.
It's a really exciting project for all the team. Yes, we spend a lot of time, but it's really energizing, and we hope that we could. And we could deliver something new and different to our investor.
Good luck.
Thank you.